And greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob here for the next installment of our two-week immersion excursion journey through James. And we are moving right along. We're at episode 11. And today we'll finish up chapter 4 of the book of James with a section entitled Boasting About Tomorrow. This is, I think, one of the more interesting parts of the book of James. It just gets so real and practical. Like, we can imagine this same thing being said in the 21st century, and we know exactly what it means. So we're going to look at chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Just four verses to change your life. For those who were on the call last night, that Zoom meeting was wonderful, and thanks to Bruce Condell for facilitating and everyone else for participating. But we have moved on. And today, episode 11, it's Thursday, July 30th. We have the monks in full form. And we have... Whoop, there go the monks. See how I did that? It's amazing. How they can just stop on a dime like that, all of them. Now let's see if I can get that back. Well, there we go. Man, that's impressive. And we have the double wick passion fruit love candle going today, just for your information, along with the cup of kava tea, of course. And I'm here in our satellite studio in Lexington, Kentucky. So cheers, and let us hear these words. Are you ready? Pray for the Holy Spirit to come with you as you hear these words of truth from the Holy Bible. And the Holy Spirit will teach you everything you need to know. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go such and such a town and spend a year there doing business and making money. Yet, you do not even know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wishes, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Anyone, then, who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, commits sin. Amen, amen. Now let's really stretch our hearts and open up and think about what these words mean for us today. What does it mean for you in your daily life? What is this about making all these plans and boasting about tomorrow and what you will do without even consulting with God? It's the same today as it was then. Here's the words of truth. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a town and spend a year there doing business and making money. Yet you do not even know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wishes, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Anyone, then, who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, commits sin. That closing, which seems to kind of come out of left field, is actually the sin of silence the sin of omission, of not doing things or saying things that we have talked about a little bit on Sundays with what's going on in our country, the sin of silence. Amen. Well, before we leave, Jesus has a few more words for us. So let us hear these. Here's what he says. Worship me in the beauty of holiness. I created beauty to declare the existence of my holy being, a magnificent rose, a hauntingly glorious sunset, oceanic splendor. All these things were meant to proclaim my presence in the world. Most people rush past these proclamations without giving them a second thought. Some people use beauty, especially feminine loveliness, to sell their products. How precious are my children who are awed by nature's beauty. This opens them up to my holy presence. Even before you knew me personally, you responded to my creation with wonder. This is a gift, and it carries responsibility with it. Declare my glorious being to the world. The whole earth is full of my radiant beauty, my glory, and amen. Well, that concludes our session for today. We will have episodes Friday, Saturday, and the finale on Sunday, and we'll have journeyed our way through the book of James. So, let's just focus on the moment, on the day, and we pray that God is with you every step of the way. Amen.